Page 118. Tommy's Robot. Tommy is a smart kid who lives in a very quiet neighborhood in the city. He is great with computers and with tools. He knows everything about them. After school, he always searches for more information so he can get himself a new challenge. He likes building things and he uses anything he finds round. He makes his inventions move by using computing programs. This morning, before he went to school, he decided he'd build a giant robot. On the way to school and back home, he was thinking of how to build it, how to decorate it, what things the robot would be able to do. He did much clock watching during the day because he couldn't wait any longer for the bell to ring. And then it did. Tommy went back home so quickly that it only took him 10 minutes to get there. He changed clothes, went to his shop, and got work started. First, he got the electronic components, got some wires, lights, and sensors connected. Then, he worked on the building. He put all the pieces together. But sometimes it was so difficult that he spent hours on it. Next, the appearance. He created a great design for his robot. It had to look strong and smart, powerful and fast, nice and friendly.
Some red lights for the eyes, some bright fabric for a belt, some tiny lights for the smile, and some purple gloves for the hands,
excitedly he said. And then, there it was. The giant robot looked great. It was perfect. The electronics, the assembling, and the decorating was done. And it all fits perfectly together. Tommy had been working so hard that he fell asleep. But after a 20-minute nap, he got back to work because the most important part of the building was pending, the programming. It took Tommy a few more hours, but it was just about to be finished.
And now the name. What can I call it?
Tommy asked himself. That same day at night, Tommy asked his mom and dad if they could come up with a funny name because he needed to give his robot a name. And then his dad said,
"Why don't you call it Paparson Matari Makasin?
It's pretty long and it sounds fun, doesn't it?" Tommy thought about his dad's idea and then he said,
"Dad, I can't call it any other name. I like it."
All the family liked the strange and funny name so much that they decided to give the robot a special place, a place just for it. Now, every time they get back from work or school, they say,
"Hello, Paparson Matari Makasin. How are you doing?"
They can't hold a laughing every time they say that.